Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Yesterday we've released our special Long Talk episode, where I was joined by a co-host and a guest to discuss the latest military news, in particular the dismissal of Commander-in-Chief. Check out our Long Talk episode and remember to receive those episodes first, subscribe to our Patreon. This way you will also support the production of these and daily episodes. Thank you. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 719 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. According to Bloomberg, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky may soon visit several European capitals to urge them to increase their aid for Ukraine amid the slowdown in US funding, reports European Pravda. In particular, he may attend the Munich Security Conference in Germany on 16-18 February. Among the cities Zelensky may visit are Paris and Berlin. The possibility of a visit to London is also being discussed. Bloomberg sources added that Zelensky plans to focus on military aid and signing security guarantee agreements. Negotiations about the agreement actively continue with France and Germany. The president's visit are never announced in advance for security reasons, and there has been no official confirmation from any of the countries concerned. Polish farmers continue to block 5 border crossing points between Ukraine and Poland, reports Glavred. According to the State Customs Service of Ukraine, for example, at the Dorohuysk-Yahodin checkpoint, the queue consists of 650 lorries. Following the incident on 11th of February, when Polish farmers spilled grain from 3 Ukrainian trucks on the ground, covered it with the EU flag and put on a doll of EU Commissioner for Agriculture, the Ukrainian embassy in Poland called for a strong reaction from the Polish authorities, reports Radio Liberty. Ambassador Vasil Zvarych noted that the Ukrainian lorries that the farmers had stopped and from which some of the grain had been spilled were sealed after customs procedures and were supposed to be in transit to Lithuania. The Polish police have opened proceedings and started the necessary procedures to investigate the incident. Quote, such methods of the protesters should not be tolerated in a civilized European country, not to mention the moral side of this provocation, unquote, said the Ukrainian diplomat. According to one of the drivers, currently the owners of the cargo decide if the lorries should continue their way to Lithuania or return to Ukraine. The drivers worry that they might get in trouble as the weight of the cargo is now different compared to when they've entered Poland. The Kyiv Scientific Research Institute of Forensic Expertise informed that Russia used a brand new 3M-22 Sirkon hypersonic cruise missile on the territory of Ukraine on 7th of February, reports Interfax Ukraine. Director Alexander Ruvin said that Russian missiles have parts that can be used in several types of products at once, while others are components for specific models only. In this case, elements that are specific to the Sirkon missile were found. Parts and fragments of the jet engine and steering mechanisms have specific markings. According to the director of the institute, the missile was fired into an area where there are no military facilities. Civilian infrastructure and civilians were affected. The manufacturer claims that the range of the missile is 6 to 1500 kilometers, speed up to Mach 8 and 9. Warhead weight about 300 to 400 kilograms. Length of the missile 8 to 10 meters. However, according to the institute, the weapon does not meet the stated tactical and technical characteristics. Further research will provide more detailed information. Earlier media reported that Russian forces used this new type of missile to hit ground targets in Kyiv. According to the BBC, Sirkon was developed as a hypersonic anti-ship cruise missile with which the Russians planned to rearm part of their fleet. The missiles officially entered service with the Russian Navy in January 2023, and they have been mass-produced from 2022. In general, the Russians try to keep most of the characteristics of Sirkon a secret. There are also no photos of this missile publicly available. Officially, only ships of the Russian Northern and Pacific fleets have these type of weapons. But in 2022, the Russian media reported about the development of a coastal complex for the Sirkon based on the Bastion self-propelled launchers. These the Russians actively used to launch another type of missiles, Onyx. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way, more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The German defense company Rheinmetall started to build a new production facility which will increase Germany's capacity to produce artillery shells, reports Espresso. The facility has been built in the town of Unterlüß, located between Hanover and Hamburg, where the company already has its production facilities. The construction of the new artillery ammunition plant comes amid increased demand as the Allies seek to increase supplies to Ukraine and maintain their own stockpiles. Rheinmetall CEO Armin Papperger said that the company will deliver to Ukraine several hundred thousand shells in 2024, as well as several dozen armored personnel carriers and tanks. He stressed that the company is ready to further expand its production both in Germany and Ukraine, where they are already setting up a new armored vehicle plant. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.